Welcome, listeners. You're tuned in to the Colorado Counseling Podcast, your trusted guide on a transformative journey through mental health education. This podcast is proudly presented by Overcomers Counseling, a dedicated team of professionals who believe that everyone has the potential to overcome their struggles. Today, we're set to explore an intriguing topic. What is manipulation exactly? It's a subject that's often misunderstood, but plays a significant role in our everyday interactions. We'll be unpacking what manipulation looks like, how it impacts relationships, and strategies to effectively deal with manipulative behavior. Let's get started on unraveling the complexities of manipulation. Manipulation is the act of skillfully or shrewdly controlling or influencing others, often unfairly or deceptively. It involves using tactics, either subtly or overtly, to change someone's behavior, perceptions, or decisions to suit one's own interests or agenda. There are different forms of manipulation, including emotional manipulation. This form of manipulation targets a person's emotions. The manipulator may use guilt, fear, sympathy, or other emotional triggers to get the person to act or think in a particular way. For instance, an emotional manipulator might make someone feel guilty for not helping them, thus coercing them into doing something they wouldn't usually do. Psychological manipulation. Psychological manipulation involves using deceptive and underhanded tactics to change a person's thinking, behavior, or perception. This could involve gaslighting, making someone doubt their own memory or perception, creating confusion, or exploiting a person's insecurities or weaknesses. Financial manipulation. This type of manipulation involves controlling a person's financial resources, often as a means of control or power. A financial manipulator might control their partner's access to money or use money as a tool to gain leverage in a relationship. Information manipulation. Information manipulation involves controlling the flow of information to influence a person's decision-making process. This could involve withholding critical information, distorting facts, or spreading false information. Each form of manipulation is harmful and unethical, as it involves exploiting others for personal gain. Manipulation, in its many forms, has been a significant part of human history and society. It has permeated various aspects of life, from politics and warfare to advertising and media. Manipulation in politics dates back to ancient civilizations. Leaders and politicians have long used manipulation to gain power, maintain control, or influence public opinion. For example, during the Roman Republic, politicians often used emotional appeals and deceptive tactics to sway voters. In modern times, manipulation in politics can take the form of propaganda, spin, or even disinformation campaigns. Manipulation has also played a crucial role in warfare. Sun Tzu's The Art of War, a classic Chinese military treatise, discusses psychological manipulation as a strategy for victory. Deception, misinformation, and psychological manipulation have been employed to demoralize enemies, gain strategic advantages, or influence outcomes. The commercial industry, especially advertising, is rife with manipulation. Early advertisers in the 19th century used persuasive techniques to manipulate consumer behavior and create demand for products. Today, advertisers use sophisticated psychological tactics, such as creating a sense of urgency, exploiting insecurities, or using social proof to influence purchasing decisions. The media has been used as a tool for manipulation, shaping public opinion and perceptions. This manipulation can range from biased reporting and sensationalism to the spread of fake news. The advent of the internet and social media has only amplified this, allowing for the rapid spread of misinformation and manipulation on an unprecedented scale. Manipulation comes in various forms and can be found in different aspects of our lives. Here are a few examples that illustrate the concept of manipulation. Emotional manipulation. An example of emotional manipulation can be found in personal relationships where one person may use guilt to control another's actions. A friend may say, "If you cared about me, you would do this for me." This statement is manipulative because it suggests that refusal would mean not caring about the friend. Psychological manipulation. Gaslighting is a common form of psychological manipulation. It involves making someone doubt their own memories or perceptions. A person might consistently deny or distort a certain fact until the other person starts questioning their recollection of events. In the world of politics or media, information manipulation often takes the form of spreading false or misleading information to sway public opinion. For instance, during an election campaign, a candidate might spread misinformation about their opponent to damage their reputation. Subtle manipulation. Subtle manipulation often involves indirect or passive-aggressive behavior. For example, a colleague might give backhanded compliments, or a friend might always play the victim to avoid taking responsibility for their actions. Manipulation in psychology is a complex concept, often rooted in the manipulator's ability to exploit another person's vulnerabilities to control or sway their actions, decisions, or emotions. This control often stems from an imbalance of power, where the manipulator holds more authority or influence. They might establish this dynamic by creating dependency, instilling fear, or posing themselves as the sole solution to a problem. Cognitive biases are also commonly exploited in manipulation, with systematic errors in thinking that affect people's decisions and judgments being used to the manipulator's advantage. Another key aspect of manipulation is emotional leverage. Manipulators frequently use emotional triggers such as guilt, fear, or sympathy to manipulate their targets. By eliciting these strong emotions, they can compel individuals to act in ways they might not have chosen independently. Moreover, deception and distortion of reality are often employed. Manipulators may resort to lying, omitting crucial information, or twisting facts to induce confusion or doubt. And we're going to take a quick break here on the Colorado Counseling Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Overcomers Counseling. They are here to help you navigate life's challenges and transitions. Whether you're dealing with stress, anxiety, depression, or any other mental health issue, their team of professional counselors is here to support you. Overcomers Counseling believes that everyone has the potential to overcome their struggles, no matter how overwhelming they may seem. They offer individual counseling, couples therapy, family therapy, and more services tailored to your unique needs. So why not give yourself the gift of self-care and healing? Overcomers Counseling is just a call or a click away. You can visit them online at overcomewithus.com, where you can learn more about their services, meet their team, and even book an appointment. Or if you prefer, you can give them a call at 719-345-2424. A caring and supportive voice is waiting on the other side to guide you on your journey towards overcoming and thriving. Remember, you don't have to face your struggles alone. Reach out to Overcomers Counseling today. All right, let's get back to our show. Manipulative individuals often exhibit certain distinct traits that enable them to control and influence others. They are typically charismatic and persuasive, using their charm to gain trust and build relationships. From there, they exploit these relationships for their own gain. Manipulators are also skilled at identifying and leveraging people's vulnerabilities, which they use to exert control. They often resort to tactics such as gaslighting, where they manipulate individuals into doubting their own sanity or perceptions. Moreover, manipulators are adept at emotional manipulation, often inducing guilt, fear, or sympathy to get what they want. Conversely, victims of manipulation often share some common characteristics as well. They may have a strong desire to please others, making them susceptible to manipulative tactics. Low self-esteem is another common trait among victims, as manipulators often prey on individuals who lack confidence or who are overly self-critical. Victims may also struggle with setting boundaries, allowing manipulators to overstep without facing consequences, Additionally, they may be overly trusting, failing to see the red flags that indicate manipulative behavior. This trust can make it difficult for victims to recognize when they're being manipulated, often leading them to rationalize the manipulator's actions instead. Manipulation can have profound and lasting effects on individuals, often leading to psychological harm and emotional distress. Victims of manipulation can experience a range of negative emotions such as guilt, shame, and fear, which can lead to anxiety and depression over time. Manipulation can also erode a person's self-esteem and self-worth, making them question their own judgment and reality, a process known as gaslighting. Manipulation can strain relationships, creating mistrust and conflict. The victim may also withdraw from social interactions and exhibit changes in their behavior or personality due to the manipulator's control. The impact of manipulation extends beyond the individual level, affecting society as a whole. On a broader scale, manipulation can create a culture of distrust and fear. If manipulation becomes normalized, it can lead to a society where people are constantly on guard and wary of being exploited. Moreover, manipulation can undermine democratic processes and institutions if used to spread misinformation or sway public opinion dishonestly. It can also contribute to social inequality by reinforcing power imbalances, with manipulators exploiting those who are more vulnerable. Recognizing manipulation can be a challenge, as manipulative individuals often employ subtle tactics. However, there are several tips and techniques that can help identify this behavior. One of the most effective methods is to pay attention to how you feel around certain individuals. If you often feel guilty, confused, or blamed for things out of your control, it could be a sign of manipulation. Manipulators often resort to gaslighting, making you question your own memory, perception, or sanity. Familiarize yourself with common signs and red flags of manipulative behavior. Persistent excessive attention, love, and flattery, especially in the early stages of a relationship, can be a sign of manipulation. Manipulators often get too close too quickly, disregarding personal boundaries. They may maintain a home court advantage, controlling where and when interactions occur to keep you off balance. Manipulators also use emotional tactics such as guilt tripping and playing the victim. They may make comparisons that hurt you, lie about facts, exaggerate situations, or withhold information. If someone knows your weaknesses and exploits them for personal gain or convinces you to give up important people or things in your life, it's a clear indicator of manipulative behavior. In relationships, a manipulator might question your sense of self or perceptions of situations, leaving you with increased feelings of guilt. Withdrawal or silent treatment can also be a sign of emotional manipulation. Emotional manipulators know your weak spots, and they're quick to use that knowledge against you. Responding to manipulation requires a combination of self-awareness, assertiveness, and boundary setting. Firstly, it's important to trust your instincts. If you often feel uncomfortable or confused after interactions with a certain person, it may be due to their manipulative tactics. Acknowledging that you're being manipulated is the first step towards addressing the issue. When dealing with a manipulator, assertive communication is key. Express your thoughts and feelings honestly, without being aggressive or passive. For example, if someone is trying to guilt trip you into doing something, state clearly and calmly that you understand their perspective, but disagree with it. Don't allow them to make you feel guilty for standing up for yourself. It's also beneficial to use I statements, which allow you to express your feelings without blaming or criticizing the other person. Setting boundaries is another effective strategy for dealing with manipulation. Let the manipulator know what behavior you will not tolerate, and be consistent in enforcing these boundaries. This could be as simple as saying no when they ask for favors that make you uncomfortable, or more complex, like limiting the time you spend with them. Delay your response to the manipulator's request or demand. This gives you time to think about what they're asking of you and evaluate whether it's in your best interest. Another strategy is to maintain a calm and rational demeanor when dealing with a manipulator. Manipulators often try to provoke an emotional response to cloud your judgment. By staying calm, you can think clearly and make rational decisions. Confrontation is another useful tactic. If you recognize signs of manipulation, discuss your observations and feelings openly and honestly. This approach can help the manipulator understand the impact of their actions and may encourage them to change their behavior. Ignoring guilt trips is also effective. Manipulators often use guilt as a tool to get what they want. By refusing to be swayed by guilt, you can stand your ground and maintain control over your decisions. Lastly, ignoring everything the manipulator says or does can also be an effective strategy. This can prevent the manipulator from gaining any power over you, as their tactics rely on your reactions. And with that, we've reached the end of today's enlightening episode on What is Manipulation Exactly? On the Colorado Counseling Podcast. We hope you found our discussion insightful and that it provides you with new perspectives to consider in your daily interactions. This podcast is brought to you by Overcomers Counseling, the compassionate professionals committed to empowering you to rise above life's challenges. They offer individual counseling, couples therapy, family therapy, and more to help you navigate your mental health journey. If you're grappling with feelings of anxiety, depression, relationship hurdles, or any other mental health concern, don't hesitate to reach out to Overcomers Counseling. Call them at 719-345-2424 or explore their range of services online at overcomewithus.com. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to bringing you more enlightening discussions in our future episodes. Until then, take care and keep overcoming.